Welcome, welcome to the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, great minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... In this episode, we head to the state with the world's largest natural hot springs swimming pool, also has the world's deepest hot springs. The capital city sits exactly at 5,280 feet. And I thought this piece of trivia was very interesting. It has the longest continuous commercial street in the United States. How long would you think that it would be to make it to the longest? I was guessing 5-6 miles. No, swing and a miss. The street stretches 26 and a half miles long. It's called Colfax Avenue. We are talking about the state whose name means red, color red, Colorado.
This is Richard Turley. I am one of the two owners of the Vineland Corporation, which is Colorado Cellars Winery and Rocky Mountain Vineyards.
I see where the winery is located in Palisade, Colorado, which is the peach capital of Colorado. But if we're looking at a map, where is it located?
The extreme western end of the state, western side of the state. We're actually 35 miles from the Utah border here. We are where the high plains meet the Rocky Mountains. It is a valley that's famous. It's called the Grand Valley, named for the Colorado River's original name, which was the Grand River, by the way. I'm not sure if you knew that. The Grand Canyon got its name from the Grand River, which was renamed the Colorado River, which runs through the middle of the valley. It is a long, skinny valley which runs east and west. Open to the west, has small mountain ranges on the south and north. And then on the east end is the 10,000-foot elevation Grand Mesa, the world's largest flat-top mountain. This is an area famous for growing fruit of all kinds, peaches in particular, and now grapes, wine grapes in particular. And it's because our climate is conducive to that. That 10,000-foot mountain acts as sort of a cork in a bottle, if you will, for the prevailing western winds, which blow from the west. It blows most of adverse weather, the weather we don't like, the hailstorms and things like that. It blows them right up and over us.
You started the winery in, what, 1978? What happened before 1978?
I was working for a chain, Howard, the old Howard Johnson's restaurant chain. They were shipping me all around the country. I was a youngster back then in my early 20s. And about that same time in 1978, I started working for a wholesale distributor. The winery was started with 11 investors, and I was the 12th person who was to help them get distribution, get them into the wholesale distribution network.
What happened to all of the investors?
The investors dropped out one by one. We bought the last one out in 1989. My wife and I. You know, it actually came down in 1989. We were grape growers as well, and we delivered our harvest here and on schedule, and the last investor said, you know, I can't really pay you for these this year. And I got kind of upset. I said, well, if you won't pay me for, then sell me the damn winery. Can I say damn on your podcast?
You can.
Okay. He said, okay, let's do this. So.
Wow, you traded some grapes for a winery. Pretty good.
Well, I had to pay him some money,
right,
too.
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever wondered what the world must look like through the eyes of the blind? Well, you can find out by tuning in to another podcast. It's called The Lowdown with Kevin Lowe, a podcast that's shining light on the positive side of life while you are let to see the world through the eyes of the blind. And that's because me, the host, Kevin Lowe, well, I'm completely blind. But I saw for the first 17 years of my life and have now spent the past 18 years with no sight at all. But here's what's special is that I actually believe that I see more now than I ever saw before. And that's what I'm sharing on my podcast. So when you're done filling your glass with the best 5 minute wine podcast, be sure to hop on over to The Lowdown with Kevin Lowe, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.